folks, I think we'll get the official part of this going and hope that you'll continue the social part of it after.
Habitat for Humanity was in Sackville on Tuesday to celebrate the completion of its latest home, soon to be occupied by a local family.
So a big welcome. So happy to be here in Sackville on this beautiful sunny day. I'm Perry Kendall, CEO of Habitat for Humanity, New Brunswick, and I'll be introducing a variety of people in the room as we go through things here in the next few minutes. So happy to be here with Stephen, Christina, Nate, and Silas to welcome you to your new home.
Steve Goss says his wife, Chrissy Esterbrooks, first saw an ad promoting the opportunity to own a home through Habitat for Humanity back in January. Esterbrooks applied on a whim, but the more the couple learned about how the Habitat model worked, the more they realized it could actually work for them. A few months later, near the end of May, they got the good news.
It was very exciting. I honestly didn't think there was really even going to be a chance that we would be selected, and we just kept getting pushed through to different stages, and then they told us that we were the family being selected, and it was great. It was unreal. I still don't really have the words to explain it. Like I said, we were always wanting to be homeowners and didn't think that it was going to be possible, and then this thing with Habitat turned out, and it's the greatest thing that's happened. It's great. Yeah.
The Habitat for Humanity model allows families to sign on for special supportive mortgages without a down payment and then make payments on that mortgage geared to their income over a 20-year period. If they choose to move on before that 20 years is up, the family can sell the home back to Habitat for the original cost, meaning they keep the equity they've built up. But if they stay and complete the 20-year agreement with Habitat, they are able to buy out their home from the not-for-profit and will then own it outright. The whole process is something that Goss and Esterbrooks had ruled out for themselves.
We weren't in the situation to really kind of put money away for the down payment and that kind of thing. So that was really the big deterrent for us. Once she got through the application process and realized the advantages of going through Habitat, with one of them being no down payment and just easier for approvals and things like that, that got me a little bit excited, because I was like, that is the biggest hurdle that we were facing, and to have that kind of taken out of the way was really good. And like I said, that gave us the chance to actually do this. So.
Goss says the timing could not have been better. Shortly before they got word from Habitat that they were selected to take ownership of a new home, their landlords announced they would be selling the duplex where they rented their home.
That was kind of a little bit of a worry for us, because we weren't sure. It was before we were selected for this, so we were still trying to go through the process here, as well as potentially looking for another apartment to move into.
Goss's excitement with his new home was evident as he showed reporters around on Tuesday.
There's three bedrooms. This is Nathan's bedroom. Windows out on the back. Then we have this bedroom here. I think they're pretty similar in size. They're bigger than their rooms before, so they're super excited that they have more space for themselves. So that's pretty good. Our bathroom is here. It has all the laundry is also in the bathroom, and it's a big bathroom. I don't know. It's got the two sinks and the washer and dryer in here. It's got a really big bathtub. It's like twice the size as our old bathroom, so my wife is very excited about that. She has some space to do her thing now. Then we have our bedroom. It's the master bedroom. It looks out to the front window. We have lots of green around. This is all a marsh, so no future bills should be going there. So all the green that we have is going to be staying, and I love that part. It's almost like we're kind of living on the outskirts of town, but we're really in the middle of town. So yeah, it's really nice. All the windows in the place it's excellent. The where we were living was darker. There wasn't a lot of windows, a lot of lighting, and that's one of the things that I really like about this place, is that there's windows everywhere, there's lighting everywhere. So it's going to be really nice once we get everything set up. I can't wait to have my stuff in here.
Goss and family will be able to move into Five Star Avenue at the end of the month. Perry Kendall says Habitat will have finished 11 houses in New Brunswick this year, and the organization plans to increase that pace in the coming years with a goal of 20 new homes per year. It's a number that still won't come close to matching the number of families looking for an affordable home, he says.
the demand, I think I can comfortably say we will never meet the demand, unfortunately, because the number of families and that gap between the rental market and the home ownership opportunities is just continues to get wider.
Mm-hmm.
Rents continue to increase and home prices continue to inflate. So it's models like ours, and not just models like ours, but construction models like ours of building homes that truly are affordable, is really something that we're looking not only to do ourselves, but to demonstrate that it's still possible.
The small crowd gathered for the dedication ceremony on Tuesday included workers and volunteers with Habitat for Humanity New Brunswick and elected officials such as Tanchamar Mayor Andrew Black and New Brunswick Housing Minister David Hickey, who told reporters why the province continues to support Habitat for Humanity projects with up to $100,000 per home.
At the outset, our commitment was to make sure that we stabilize the housing market. And that's why we took the steps we did with a rent cap. That's why we took the steps we did with the reduction and the elimination of the HST on multi-unit buildings to bring that stability. We see the opportunity for home ownership as part of that long-term vision in the housing market in the province. And this and Habitat is an important part of that to recognize the need for more home ownership options. Habitat comes to the table to be able to deliver that and has a great community connection as they do that.
While Hickey was in Sackville, he took the time to touch base with another affordable housing project that's just getting started, the Fresh Winds Eco Village Housing Cooperative.
We just met with them this morning. So we had the chance to continue to meet with any nonprofit partner that is ready to put shovels in the ground in the community in Sackville and Tantramar, and had a very positive meeting this morning and want to continue that discussion to make sure we can break ground on that project as soon as possible.
So is the province sort of committed to that seeing that project go forward?
The province is supportive of the project as of now. There's some alignment that, you know, still needs to happen to develop the project to make sure we can get it off the ground and make sure that we can get shovels in the ground. So really thankful that the Fresh Winds team is amazingly volunteering their time to make it happen and has created a really solid nonprofit and co-op model that is really exciting for the community, and we're supportive of that.
That's Housing Minister David Hickey speaking to reporters outside a new home on Star Avenue, the latest Habitat for Humanity build in the province.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.